Hello, my baby witches. This is Alice. I'm going to start today's podcast just jumping straight into things. Sunday is a full moon, and so I assume many of you are planning or hoping to do a full moon ritual. Full moon is good for cleansing, for bringing things into your life. From what I understand, though, right now is not a good time to be doing any kind of bringing love into your life. Just astrologically speaking, I know that, you know, February 14th is right around the corner, and so lots of people have that on their mind of not having maybe necessarily the love of their life in their life and longing for that. But I want to caution you from casting or doing anything that that does that. First of all, I would caution you to ever do that on specifically someone. Those tend to backfire. And then, you know, there are things that we can do that are to just bring about love in our life. You know, and to kind of open that up in the universe. But apparently, astrologically speaking, right now is not the time to do that. That it is likely that what you would bring in would not be love that would last or that would be healthy. So that's something I would caution you against right now, as tempting as it may be with the 14th right around the corner. For the full moon, you can do cleansing rituals. You can charge your items, your tools, your crystals. You can make moon water. And so that's really kind of what I wanted to talk about a little, is making moon water. So moon water is pretty simple to make. You can buy distilled water, or you can, which is my, this is my personal preference, is to boil water. So boil some water, let it set aside and, you know, chill, because you don't want to burn yourself. But boiling it's going to, you know, boil out the impurities and things like that. So boil your water, let it set aside. And once it's, you know, room back down to room temperature, put it into glass jars. And mason jars are great for that type of thing. The other thing is understand that this does not require you to spend loads of money. If you're thinking, I can't do these things because I don't have funds, the craft does not need to cost you an arm and a leg. Things don't have to be trendy. Things don't have to be, you know, they don't have to be expensive or extravagant. One of the things that I do, because I'm a mama and I have a house and a home and a life, and I don't have money to just be throwing on, you know, things here and there. I mean, some things I'll spend money on because they're important to me, but other things, they're just not necessary, and they're just, you know, trendy or look good or whatever. But I save my glass jars. So, and this is where, you know, the kind of the kitchen witch in me takes over, because when you are a kitchen witch, you just see potential in everything. Everything has some sort of magical component to it. So I save all my glass jars. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is start saving your glass jars. That jam jar, that pasta sauce jar, the pickle jar, all those glass jars. Save them up, because you will find purposes for them, I promise you. So that's what I do, is I save up the jars. There's some really cute ones that are bottlenecked, I guess. And I love to save those and clean them and use them for making my rose water for my baths and stuff like that. So, and they're pretty and they're cute. I clean them up and scrape those labels off. And sometimes I'll even paint the lid so it looks different. And then you can buy cute labels online and write whatever you want on them. So that's what I do, and it'll save you a ton of money, and it's a lot of fun. Put your water in jars with lids, and you can put them outside or you can leave them inside. Some people will say they have to be outside. They don't have to be outside. It's just whatever your personal preference is. put them in a windowsill. A lot of people, again, and even I, to some extent, prefer, that's my preference, is that I would prefer it be somewhere that is actually going to get that moonlight, that it's the light of the full moon is going to cascade onto that jar. That doesn't have to be. You know, if you live somewhere where you're like, hey, I live in an apartment building and my windows are only on one side and I don't catch that full moonlight, put your stuff out on that windowsill anyway, because the reality is that the full moon is a powerful thing and you don't have to see it to feel it. It's not something that has to be seen to be understood and to know that the moon has, loads of energy. It's the gravitational pull. And, you know, by the light of day, I'm a nurse. I've spent several years in critical care. And, you know, we will all tell you that when it's a full moon, it's crazy. There is definitely correlation between a full moon and, you know, incidents with being in ER and being crazy and all that. So you don't have to physically see it. If you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I'd love to do this, but I can't because I don't see the full moon on my windowsill. That's okay. Stick it out there anyway, baby girl. You'll be fine. It's good. The full moon, the energy's there. You don't have to see it to capture it. So that's what I would do. And then so set that out Saturday night, and you will collect it Sunday morning. Typically, they say it's best to collect that and take it away before sunrise. So put that away, and then you'll have that to add to moon baths. You can do cleansing baths with it. You can cleanse your crystals and stones with that. You do want to make sure you read up on your crystals, because some of them don't do well with water. So find other ways of cleansing those, whether it be, you know, saging or salt. So there's other things you can do with moon water. Moon water, you know, the thing is that you're energizing that water with the energy of the full moon. So that's pretty powerful, pretty potent stuff, right? You could add that to spells to kind of enhance that effect. This is why I say, boil the water if you're going to use the water, or get distilled water, because if you're going to do anything with consumption with this water, you want to make sure that it's clean water. If you're saying I'm not going to do it like that, you probably don't have to boil it, but I still would just to get the impurities out of it. But you can add it to your, when you make your rose water, you could use the moon water to make your rose water. You can, you know, use it to make a cleansing spray. There's lots of things that you can do with that moon water. And that would be a good thing to kind of do this Saturday when you're doing your ritual. So anyway, that is what I got to say on that. Okay, so moving on from that, one of the other things that I just want to leave you with today, for those of you who are new to this, that's kind of who I'm catering these to, are my little baby witches out there. Those of you who aren't new, I don't know, hopefully you find something entertaining or enjoyable about this, but a lot of it's going to be old hat for you. But I appreciate you listening anyway. One of the things that I would suggest you do, and this is what I did with my daughter as she started to come into the craft, is, you're opening things up, which is great and wonderful, and lots of new experiences are going to be occurring, and lots of newfound confidence and talents, and that's wonderful and exciting. But I just want to arm you with a little caution. And so you want to protect yourself. So one of the things that I would suggest you do is get a small glass jar, and these are the little ones that you can buy these like on Amazon or your little witch shop you can get them at. They have they're very small and have a little cork top, that kind of thing, because you don't
need a big jar for this. This isn't going to require a lot of stuff being put into it. And so what I would do is put into that is hold it over some burning sage to kind of catch that smoke in there. Okay. And then if you can find, chips are very easy to do. You're going to collect your crystals to have at your altar. You're going to collect larger crystals and stones that you will use during ritual and things like that. But then chips also come in very handy, and they're not as expensive. And so amethyst chips and hematite chips, and it only takes a few. You don't need a lot, just a few, just three or four per little bottle. So again, amethyst, hematite, and then lapis, the blue lapis, put those inside that jar. And then, the lapis is for, the insight, the intuition, that's going to kind of open up those psychic, that's representing those psychic craft power, that kind of thing. And then the hematite and the amethyst are protective. And so this little jar is going to stay on your altar, because this is not a typical, like, I'm protecting my house, I'm protecting my car, I'm, just protecting my physical body. This is, and it's not even like I'm going to protect, from energies in my home. This is specifically for you and on your new path within the craft. And it's to help you to blossom and bloom with your craft and in your talents. That's what that lapis is there for. And then the hematite and the amethyst are there to protect you so that you don't take the wrong turns and you don't open doors that you don't want to open, that those doors stay closed to you. It's kind of important in the beginning, especially when, you're new and things are very exciting. And sometimes we can just jump feet first and not really think 10 steps forward of where is this going to lead. And so that's something that I did with my daughter, and that's something that I would encourage all of you to do. And so I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and that you enjoy your full moon, and that you make some full moon water. And if you take the suggestion and create that little jar, that'd be great. Typically, you could seal the top of that jar closed with some wax. That's pretty typical. And then, like I said, I would leave that on my altar. If you don't have a little jar, you can use just a little bag, like the kind that are like little amulet bags. That would be fine. I hope you all have a great weekend. This will be the end of my very first episode ever. I hope you've enjoyed it. And this was kind of pretty much on a whim. And so my next one will be a bit more organized and hopefully have some more content that everybody enjoys and finds valuable. If you want to reach out to me, my email is okay, sorry about that. I am still learning this, and so it'll get better in time. Be patient with me. Thank you very much. If you would like to reach out to me with any questions or things that you would like to learn more about, if I have that knowledge, then I will share. If I don't, I'll try to figure it out for you, or at least help guide you into the right direction with additional resources. But my email address is eclectickitchwitch@gmail.com. So it's like eclectic kitchen witch without the EN on the kitchen. So eclectickitchwitch@gmail.com. Please feel free to email me. And thanks, everybody. Have a great day.